Proclamation number 5881 of 19th of February, 1954. I know mine. I know my own, and my own know me. If I address them, they know that the Father speaks to them and they follow his words. For they are my own who strive to fulfill my will and to whom I can therefore also reveal myself. My sheep recognize my voice and follow it, and all those who listen to my word, who let it take effect on them and make an effort to live in accordance with my word belong to my small flock whose shepherd I am and whom I protect and watch over so that they will not get lost. For I do not want to lose any of my sheep, and therefore I follow them wherever they go. I call and entice them so that they do not stray from the right path. I pull them back from the abyss if they have lost their way. I go after them if they have strayed into heights from which they can fall. I free them from dense undergrowth if they have become entangled in it. I go after every single one of my sheep because I love them and don't want to give any of them away. And yet I cannot prevent them from straying from me if they allow themselves to be seduced by strange enticing calls, if they don't recognize him as a wolf in sheep's clothing who sneaks in amongst the flock and tries to lure the sheep to himself. They also hear my call. But if they want to ignore it for the sake of my adversary's enticing calls, then they voluntarily leave my protection. And they'll lose themselves to the one who only wants to harm them, who will soon turn out to be a ravening wolf and to whom they have now handed themselves over, who knows no mercy, who only seeks to scatter my flock in order to snatch them away from me, in order to mercilessly hand them over to death. I know my own and my own know me. We are united by a strength strong enough to resist him. My own are not deceived by his voice. They recognize the Father's voice which speaks to them full of love and which echoes deeply into their hearts, and my own listen to this voice and are blissfully happy when the Father in heaven bends down to them and reveals himself to them. And they draw much strength from my word and never want to miss it once it has sounded to them. Hence they will remain in constant communion with me because I constantly let them feel my presence through my word, because they themselves desire to remain in my presence. But anyone who does not pay attention to my voice, who does not recognize my word as spoken by me myself to my children on earth, does not belong to my own, nor will he recognize my adversary's call as hostile. He will follow him and separate himself from my flock, which he could also join in order to be accepted by me as one of mine. I address all, and those who recognize me in my word can well count themselves among my own, whom I will protect against all attacks of the enemy. For my love is endlessly deep and does not want any of my sheep to be lost. Yet my love does not force you but gives you fullest freedom. Amen.